KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Who We Are is a provocative and valuable documentary by Emily Consular and Sarah Consular. It's playing in select theaters around town. The second part of its title is a chronicle of racism in America, but the first part could be taken as a response to what we hear so often in TV coverage of racist crimes, someone saying ritually, "This is not who we are." The film's content isn't ritual at all. It's one man's answer to the challenge of reframing our discussion of a subject that has us numb from repetition. The man at the center of the chronicle, Jeffrey Robinson, is a former ACLU deputy legal director. At the start, he's on stage in 2018 at New York's Town Hall Theater, giving a presentation that combines calm instruction and passionate advocacy with a compelling kind of showmanship. He shows, with the help of videos, photos, and historical documents, how and why racism, as he puts it, is our shared history. The film expands on his presentation. In some respects, it covers familiar ground. Robinson, who's black, interviews the mother of Eric Garner, the black man who died in Staten Island in 2014 after a cop held him in a prohibited chokehold. He visits the Memphis Motel where Martin Luther King was assassinated, talks to a stern-faced white resident of Charleston, South Carolina, who insists that the Civil War had nothing to do with slavery. But it's Robinson himself who gives the film its distinction. A virtuoso performer, he insists that the Civil War had everything to do with slavery and provides instructive details. One of them involves the weight of cotton. In 1860, he says, just before the war, America produced 2.3 billion, with a B, pounds of the stuff. If you've ever held a ball of freshly picked cotton in your hands, Robinson says, you know it weighs virtually nothing. That concept of insubstantiality invokes the gravity of another, a vast labor force drawn from 4 million enslaved people living in the South at that time. Films seldom change attitudes. What this film does best is offer new perspectives on the central problem of our shared history. The performer on stage illustrates unconscious bias with a clever word game. He recommends going to the Harvard University website and taking an implicit association test. When he took it, he found that he had, of all things, a negative impression of black males. In other words, of himself. And Robinson asks us, begs us, in fact, to think about white privilege in a different way. It doesn't mean you haven't worked hard, that you haven't overcome obstacles. White privilege means, he says, that you walk differently through the world than the black and brown people in this country. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.